Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And while we're not putting any calls on the air tonight, we are taking calls from people. Mike's talking to people about the show, and we're talking about our show tonight, and we're playing some cuts from our Best Of CDs going back to 1994. And I mentioned that we're not going to do another CD, and we're not. But that doesn't mean that we're not going to release more show material. What we're going to do this year, I guarantee. And when I say this year, I mean the year 2000. So we've been coming out with Best Of CDs. What we're going to do this year in the year 2000, I guarantee will be completely, and much like everything else we do on this show, will be completely and utterly unique. You can't even guess what it is we're going to do, and I'm not about to spill the beans because radio being radio, as soon as I open my mouth and say what it is we're going to do, 50 million other guys are going to do it. So guess what? It's a big secret, but come September, October, when we start to release our new Best Of material, it'll blow your stuff away, man. Oh, yeah. Okay. Now we go back to our Best of the Phil Hendry Show 1995 CD. This is a character named sometimes Roland Selb and sometimes Roland Schwinn, depending upon our mood and what city. Back in 1995, he lived in Coconut Grove. No, he lived in Coral Gables, Florida, and he was around Easter time going to sponsor an Easter house where kids could come to the house and have an Easter egg hunt. And here is what transpired between himself and one of our callers. Here's a call from Miami. Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Oh, that's the same man. He's full of baloney. Does he go around naked, too, with his wife? Ask him.
Roland?
Does he remember? He was on before, Phil.
And you were and talking
and
about
I
what?
I wouldn't send my kids to go with their underwear. It looks ridiculous. What is he trying to prove? Nature my foot.
Well, what I'm saying is that it is restrictive to the children.
Weren't you on before with the same baloney?
I do have I've been on Mr. Hendry's show before, yes.
But then, haven't you been on before and you said you go naked with your wife?
I do, yes, we do.
You hear what I see, Phil? He was on before.
You're a nudist, right?
Yeah. I am not a nudist in the strict sense of the word, no.
No.
I am not a nudist in the strict sense of the word.
No, but he goes naked. He's not
we
a nudist,
do?
But he goes naked like
yes.
A jerk.
What is wrong with going naked?
What's all right about it? The kids would be embarrassed.
The children would be free to... They would be free to...
Free my ass.
They would be free to enjoy the world as nature intended them to enjoy.
Oh, stop the baloney. Stop the baloney, you fool of baloney.
Well, what are you talking about, Roland? Are you naked with the children?
That's what he said.
If children choose that, yes, we do remove our clothes.
He's cracked. He's got a crack in his head.
See, this woman, Phil, if I may point this out, is symptomatic of what's wrong with America.
Oh, systematic my ass.
You are, and your language, by the way, we don't use that language around the children. I can tell you that.
A donkey. You're a donkey. You
I
know that.
What'd you say?
You're a donkey.
Well, you can call me names. But as the children like to say, sticks and stones can break my bones.
Oh, stop the baloney. You're so full of baloney. You were on before. Why do you have him on again, Phil?
He's talking about an Easter hunt that he's got
Easter
for the kids.
Hunt my foot.
An Easter egg hunt.
I heard him before, and he's baloney. Little by little, he says, nature.
Yes, that is nature. And God, were born naked, madam.
And what happens to the children?
The children enjoy nature.
Oh, yeah, door.
They have to
look at your ugly body?
Do they have to take their clothes off?
They most certainly do not. They can wear their underwear and go
Why
through
Why can't they come with clothes?
Because it is not natural to wear clothing in the botanical
natural my foot.
To be wearing clothing in botanical surroundings is not healthy.
Oh, stop it. Where do you come from?
You know what this lady's problem is?
Where do you come from?
I happen to live in Coral Gables, and I'm a respected member of my community. I can tell you what your problem is.
Your problem? You got a problem. No, I don't have a problem.
Your problem is that if you were to take your clothes off, there might be death.
Oh, stop the baloney.
People might die.
Why? You got children?
What are you insulting this lady for?
I'm not insulting her. She's
are
insulting
you have,
me.
Do you have children?
Yes, I do have children.
Are they going to go naked?
They most certainly will.
See, still, I wouldn't allow her. I wouldn't even allow them on the station.
Do you have grandchildren? Do you have grandchildren, ma'am?
No.
Well, then how do you know how children feel?
I know. I had three small children. And I would never send them to your place to go with their underwear.
To enjoy
First of all, the kids themselves would be embarrassed.
How do you, not the children that we have at our festive Easter
House? Yeah, what kind do you have?
We have children who enjoy the festivity of Easter House. They
That's why there's so much abuse.
Let me explain to you some of the games
There's so much
play.
Abuse because of a nut like you.
That's true.
Well, let me Hello.
Hello.
Let me explain some of the games that we play.
You're a nut.
We have Easter egg hunts where we hide the eggs and the children
Oh, stop, I know all about it. Stop making excuses.
We color the eggs. We
stop
roll the eggs.
Stop making excuses.
I'm not excuses. This is exactly. We eat chocolate bunnies and we hide the eggs.
Big deal.
Do you hide the eggs in the shrubbery and stuff?
Sometimes we hide them in the shrubbery. Sometimes we hide them on our bodies.
And on your body, huh? And they pick it out from your body?
Is there a problem with this, ma'am?
What do you mean you hide it on your body?
Excuse me, I don't hide it on my body. The children hide the eggs on their bodies, and they explore.
And you play with them, huh?
And they explore what?
They explore each other looking for the eggs.
Oh, my God, the man is a maniac.
What are you trying to pull here, Gray?
I'm not trying to pull anything, and I resent the inferences of this woman.
You're a sickie.
I'm a sickie.
They want to lock you up.
They should lock you up.
This is what happens with, that's why kids are being abused. You get a maniac like this here, and some mothers are dumb enough to bring him just to get rid of them for the day, and bring him to a man that's a maniac like that.
I would encourage all mothers to bring their children to Easter House. It's very healthy.
You are a jackass.
All right, well, listen, this was supposed to be an after-school special.
A fine after-school special.
After-school, my foot. You better go back to school and learn how to teach kids how to read better. Read.
I bet you we could use your body to hide a few Easter eggs.
Go scratch yourself.
Oh, come on.
Go scratch yourself.
Yeah,
you're a piece.
You give me
you're
a
no
pain.
Damn
you
good, and don't you dare. No children go there.
Children
should go there.
Children should come down.
No children. Don't let any children go there, Phil. Get them off the air.
If you don't like what I'm doing, why don't you volunteer as a chaperone?
Why don't you go, Jack, go... Go
why don't
scratch
you,
yourself.
Why don't you volunteer as a chaperone?
Why don't you scratch yourself?
What does she mean, scratch myself?
Yeah, go scratch yourself. Wake up.
Go scratch yourself.
Wake up.
Go scratch yourself.
The war is over. Don't kind of stop making abused children again. We have plenty of them here.
Oh, I don't
a bunch of
children.
Maniacs.
I
like,
hide Easter eggs on my body. There's
like a bunch
wrong with
of
that.
Maniacs like you.
Oh, go pick an egg out of your hair.
Cut him off the air. He's no damn good.
I think we could use you to hide some eggs.
So long. Happy Passover.
Hey, don't you hang up. Hello.
So there you go. That's from 1995, Easter House, Roland's Easter House, from the Best of Phil Henry Show 95 CD. I don't know if we can get a hold of any of these old 95 and 94 CDs. There may be some available. Excuse me. One of the reasons why we're doing this tonight is because I've got laryngitis. I got out of bed this morning feeling fantastic, but I had no throat, no voice, no nothing. And one of the reasons why I don't have a voice many times is because I do all the voices on this show. With the exception of the people who call in and talk to them. 1-800-449-8686. We're going to come back with one from our 94 CD, and then we'll have one from 98 from last year. The one we got coming up, anybody know the name Phil Rizzuto? Okay, Phil Rizzuto was a shortstop for the New York Yankees, and he went on to do commercials for the Money Store. And I haven't heard this cut in a long time, but I played the part of Phil Rizzuto, Scooter, and I'm interviewing him, and some guy calls and says, you can't be Phil Rizzuto because I knew him when I lived in New Jersey, and they get into an interesting conversation. So, anyway, that's coming up on The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Show at 1-800-449-8686. In the movie Sixth Sense, little boy says, I see dead people. And then Bruce Willis says to him,
I see ass.
And they have a great relationship after that. All right, now we're going to go to our 1994 CD. This is a bit where Phil Rizzuto, who had just been voted into the Hall of Fame, comes on my show to say that he doesn't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, that as a lifetime 250 hitter, he stunk it out and was probably one of the worst shortstops the Yankees ever had. Let's listen.
Here is Sandy on a car phone. Hello.
Hey.
I can't believe it.
How you doing, Phil?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Good. I'd like to speak to Mr. Rizzuto.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Phil.
Yes.
This is the guy you taught baseball back in Hillside, New Jersey.
Is that right? What's your name?
Sandy Walkman.
Sandy Walkman. Never heard of you.
Yeah, I know, right. And you know what? Phil, you're doing yourself a disservice because the Yankee fans respect Mr. Rizzuto, and this man is not Phil Rizzuto.
Baloney.
Yeah, baloney. First of all, Rizzuto's a gentleman,
yep.
And he doesn't talk the way you're talking.
Prove that I'm not Phil Rizzuto.
I can prove
it. I'll give you $1,000 if you can prove I'm not.
All right, before you worked in American Shops in Route 22, where was the American Shops located?
Off of Route 22 near Bayonne.
Wrong.
Oh, yes,
and
that's
who
right.
did you work with in American
right.
Shops?
It's right.
I
you're
got
wrong.
The picture with you and
you're
Bill
wrong.
Hodges and myself
you're
signed.
Wrong. You see, this is the reason why I shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame, Phil. Listen to these people. The fans that I've developed over the years, they haven't got a brain.
Yeah, right, right.
You're wrong.
And first of all, Phil Rizzuto wouldn't say he stunk. Because he knew that he was the best shortstop the Yankees ever had.
I was
and the
not.
Best, he buried Pee-wee Reese, and Pee-wee Reese was
great. You
know a
good shortstop? Tony Kubek was the best shortstop the Yankees ever had.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely the finest.
Oh, yeah, especially when you're hitting his throat with a ball, right?
About baseball.
That's when he was good, right?
Tony Kubek was the finest, and I got to deal with these Yankee fans don't know anything about baseball.
Hey, you don't know anything about baseball because you're not even a damn Phil Rizzuto.
My name is Phil Rizzuto.
Right. Phil Rizzuto.
Go ahead, prove I'm not.
I just proved it.
He's offering $1,000.
All right, where did you live? What street you live on in Hillside, New Jersey?
Elm Street.
Baloney.
Baloney. You,
it's
what, did you live with
place,
me?
Mr. Rizzuto.
Are you my wife?
It's
you live with me?
Place.
Hey, where were you? Like, living in the cellar? How do you know where I live?
Well, I told you, because we used to play ball.
Oh,
because you were the fine gentleman who used to take a bunch of kids and teach them how to play ball.
I hate kids. There's no truth
yeah,
in what
right.
this guy said. I can't stand their living.
Yeah,
there.
Right.
And
you hate
something
kids.
Else, Phil. This is the kind of stalking, psychotic fan that I've got to put up with. These guys that make up things. These guys
you don't, know, talk that
they
way.
Don't even know where they are. You know, they're crazy.
40, hello.
Hello, this
yes.
is Cool Hand Luke from San Diego. What you have on the air right now is an imposter. You're talking to an ex-Air Force.
Bull crap.
And
bull
private
crap.
Pilot with a Dakota. But this schmuck doesn't know, he doesn't know a runner from an elevator.
Cool hand my ass.
Cool hand, see,
yeah,
exactly
cool
what you are, you alcoholic bastard. Get off the air because you'll kill somebody else.
I fly out of bars.
You don't fly a damn thing and you're so stupid you should have your license revoked.
What do you fly?
I fly a Dakota. Don't you hear anything, you dumb alcoholic?
You fly what?
A Dakota!
That's a crap airplane.
Because it's a crap person like you who don't know how to fly it.
I'll get a plane any day.
And remember
want.
One thing, host. This guy is an impersonator, a fraud, and he's embarrassing KFI.
What?
Dakota, this guy doesn't exist. There's no such thing as a Dakota.
You
really?
Are so ignorant.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
He's
and I guarantee you got to be flushed down the toilet, and you don't even know the thing between 8 hours between bottle and throttle, you
VFR?
Alcoholic bastard.
What's your VFR?
Hey, I'll tell you what mine is. You show me yours, you dumb turd.
Don't know, do you? You dumb.
Yeah, and I'll
man.
Get on the radio. And I'll tell you one thing. You must be flying for China.
You know something else? I will puke.
Cerritos, hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Listen, if you want to come to Cerritos to kill an old lady, I'll give you my address. And let me see you do it.
Oh, you're tough, huh?
Yes, right.
I think you're really tough.
I think you are an insane idiot. That's what you are.
Think
and
you're
these
really
people
tough, huh?
That wasting their time talking to you, believing that all
think
this
really
so-called
tough,
satire
huh?
is the real thing.
So you think you're tough, huh? You gonna take me out with a karate chop?
I wouldn't take you out. I wouldn't even touch you with a 10-foot pole.
I'm gonna come down
you
there.
You aren't worth the time of day. You're
I'm coming down
so
there.
With that all stupid right. girlfriend of
I'm
yours.
I'm coming down.
Bum.
I'm coming down. Oh, okay, that's it. Now she's dead. Now she's dead. Go ahead. Would you get my truck warmed up? Have Sheldon just go. Here are the keys. Just go. Oh, she didn't give me the address.
Wow. That says 9 minutes on there. Oh, I know why. You want to know why? Because there's a hidden track on that CD. That's from the CD. That's from our first one in Los Angeles, still on the air. And that was Cerritos Part 2. That girlfriend, by the way, that the woman says your lousy girlfriend turned out to be my wife, Maria. At the time, Maria had a radio show on the weekends, and this woman, that lady in Cerritos, apparently is one of those chronic callers who just, she hates everybody, and she calls all the hosts, and they're all dogs and assholes and Republicans or Democrats or whatever it is that she doesn't like. But we did have a hidden track on the CD, and it turned out to be our wedding vows. Do you want to hear that? Would you like to hear that? Oh, Melissa, you never heard our beautiful wedding vows. Oh, after the break? We got about a minute? Well, then screw it. You're not going to hear it, Melissa. No, we'll do it. We'll do it. We got married on the Queen Mary. Bill Handel, our morning guy at KFI in Los Angeles, was the minister, a Jew.
Can I have your attention, please?
Oh, wait a minute. Whoa, 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 whoa. A Jew wearing a Benedictine monk robe. And Tim Kelly, remember Tim was standing there with a staff and a hood. Looked very gothic. And don't you remember? Oh, Schaefer wasn't there. That's right. He wasn't invited. I forget. Those are the days before Schaefer and Taylor. You guys were where? Face down in a gutter someplace? So we'll have that when we come back. Tonight we are running the best of the Phil Hendry Show from a variety of CDs that we have put out over the years from 1994 to the present. You just heard a cut called Cerritos Part 2, a lady calling from Cerritos, California, from our 1997 CD, still on the air. And before that was a cut from A Chilling Day for Talk Radio, our 1998 CD called Cool Hand Luke. That was a guy who was calling in to talk to Art Griego, a drunk pilot, who was commenting on some plane crash. And apparently this guy flies a Piper Cub, but doesn't know any terminology. So this guy had called in and was reading him the Riot Act. We've also got on our 98 CD a very interesting phone call we got from R. Lee Ermey. If you saw the movie Full Metal Jacket, if you've seen Mississippi Burning, I don't know, there's tons of films that he's been in. He's a former Marine Corps drill instructor, turned actor, and the opening half of the movie Full Metal Jacket, which is really the best part of the movie, is all R. Lee Ermey as the drill instructor, and he is training these young recruits on Paris Island in the Carolinas. And he is on this CD. I don't know that we can play this because it was replete with obscenities. Not that I minded, but maybe some of our affiliate stations would. So we're going to have to find a way to play this and beep out some of those words if we can. And maybe we won't be able to. Maybe you'll just have to somehow find your way to a 1998 CD. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Next week, we do our radiothon here from 7 to 10. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. People have called in requests. They want to hear Skippy and Frank, Craig. And they want to hear some Bobby Dooley. And we've got some Bobby Dooley. So I'm only going to play one cut from the 99 CD. Should it be Bobby Dooley or should it be the other one that we were talking about? We'll find out. Right now, oh, we can play Cat Sax. Okay, I'll do that. Right now, because Melissa hasn't heard this hidden track from our 1997 CD. This is when Marie and I were married in July of 97 on the Queen Mary in Long Beach. And Bill Handel, the morning guy at KFI Radio in Los Angeles, was the minister, and here's the way it sounded. I mean, and we were married for real like 2 hours before that in a private ceremony on the in the chapel at the Queen Mary, but we had a big public wedding for our listeners. We had about 800 listeners there, and we drank, and we ate, and we danced, and it was fun. I had to work the event. I remember how bitter and angry I was because I couldn't have anything to drink. I had to work because I had to go that night to do my show from the suite. Meanwhile, Maria's dancing. Everybody's having a great time. On my freaking wedding day, I couldn't even have so much as a beer. Will you think that stopped me? No. Anyway, here are the vows as conducted in front of our listeners.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? Quiet in the hall. First of all, I would like to thank my able assistant who came with me.
Yeah.
The Right Reverend Assistant, Mr. Dick Cabeza.
Yeah, Dick Cabeza!
All right.
No.
If we may begin.
She's already telling me where we're supposed to be. It's like...
Great. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the eyes of God and about 640 people with absolutely no life who were willing to pay to see these two, and in the case of one, a borderline schizophrenic talk show host, enter in Handel matrimony. Marriage is a holy institution, is not to be entered into lightly, unless, of course, a huge radio promotion can be gotten out of it. The Greeks have a saying, Telopolis Michos Behendos, which roughly translates to, my doesn't Michos look good when he bends over. But I digress. Phil Hendry and Maria Sanchez stand before you today, ready to enter into that most holy of sacraments, marriage. And when one looks at the conscience
drink,
that brought these two people together, it is obvious that in the eyes of the gods, they must have truly wanted them to be together. They both work at the same place, the great KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, and it is there they met. The marriage of two people is truly a happy event. Two souls coming together as one, joined as a family in front of a 50,000-watt microphone. Which reminds me of a story of a traveling salesman and a farmer's daughter. It seems that the daughter was fond of putting a small... No, I digress. Another day. A strong marriage is dependent on many factors. For instance, in my marriage, a strong appetite, a tolerance for getting spat upon when spoken to, a willingness to hire an illegal nanny is an absolute necessity.
We just did that.
Beyond the love and respect you share for one another, there must be a strong sense of commitment and loyalty that bonds you. And above all, a true friendship and willingness to communicate with one another, like saying, honey, it's okay, it happens to all men once in a while. And yes, dear, it's quite all right if your mother wants to stay with us for a couple of months. A genuine liking for each other, the willingness to accept and understand each other's strengths and weaknesses, is the foundation for a successful marriage. And now, the prayer. Let us now bow our heads and thank the big KFI in the sky, almighty 50,000-watted one. Thank you for the Queen Mary and all her majesty at the south end of the 710 freeway. Thank you for the Whole Foods Market, where you will find delicious meat and chicken that's been raised without hormones. Mighty One, thank you for Conroy's and Conroy's 1-800-Flowers. Nature makes them beautiful. Conroy's makes them last, guaranteed. A wedding is a thirsty affair, so we are thankful that you have made Hanson's real fruit beverages plentiful. As I stand before Phil in his fashionable tux, compliments of Friar Tux, Southern California's former wear specialist, and the lovely Maria in her gorgeous wedding gown, compliments of One Night Affair, the place where you can rent designer gowns, please by appointment only. I can think of only true love. Another thing I truly love is the fact that we will soon be jamming soon to KFI's favorite party band, Rockola.
All right.
And special thanks to Madame Saliva's Massage Parlor and Exotic Cheese Emporium, whose special number 17 has kept Phil Hendry calm in the days leading up to this blessed event. And to Raul, Miss Sanchez's pool boy, for his many and varied services, which have served to keep Maria smiling from ear to ear in the hectic weeks leading up to this day.
Raul.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, amen.
Tonight, as you exchange the vows of marriage which unite you as husband and wife, let us reflect upon what just this vow means.
Denise from the Hair Grove.
By definition, a vow is a solemn promise that binds one to perform a specified act, a formal declaration of such a promise or a pledge. The vows pledged tonight are a formal and public announcement of your deep and devoted love and commitment to each other. Before the formal vows are taken at this time, I would like to ask if anyone knows of any reason that these two should not be joined together in holy matrimony. Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Yeah, it's your sister.
We have a few.
Really?
Can we have security? Can we please have security take this young lady
That's
away,
where my
please?
Basketball is.
Security, can you...
I lost the baseball. Wait.
Thank you.
Okay. We're ready to go.
Phil, Maria. If there is nothing further... Phil and Maria, please. Folks, this is a real wedding, okay? A real wedding. I am not
right.
joking.
Right.
Now, if there is nothing further, please repeat after me. To Phil, I, Philip Stephen Hendry.
I, Philip Stephen Hendry.
Promise to you, Maria Viola Sanchez.
Promise to you, Maria Viola Sanchez.
To share with you all of my love and my life in good times and in bad.
To share with you all of my love and my life in good times and in bad.
To respect and to cherish you as my wife from this day forward.
To respect and cherish you as my wife from this day forward.
Nothing shall become more important than our love for each other.
What?
Nothing.
The things. Nothing shall become more important than our love for each other.
Yeah, thank you.
Baby.
If you insist.
Say it with
okay,
me.
Maria. I'm Maria.
Cut the sentences in half.
Maria Viola Sanchez.
I'm Maria Viola Sanchez.
Promise to you, Philip Stephen Hendry.
Promise to you, Philip Stephen Hendry.
All of my love and my life in good times and in bad.
All of my love and my life in good times and in bad.
To respect and to cherish you as my husband from this day forward.
To respect and to cherish you as my husband from this day forward.
Nothing shall become more important than our love for each other.
Nothing shall become more important for our love from this day forward.
The wedding ring.
I didn't hear it.
The wedding ring is an unbroken circle which symbolizes unending and everlasting love. May your life be blessed with everlasting happiness. Groom, would you please place the ring on the third finger of the left hand of the bride and hold it there while saying these words to Mr. Hendry. Repeat after me. As I place this ring upon your hand.
As I place this ring upon your hand.
May our separate lives become one as we commit our everlasting love to each other.
May our separate lives become one as we commit our everlasting love to each other.
All right, Maria, same thing. Repeat after me, please.
Okay, but you have to divide it up better. Better.
All right.
You listen to this. He's telling them what to do now. You have to divide it up better.
As I place this ring upon your hand.
As I place this ring upon your hand.
May our separate lives become one.
May our separate lives become one.
As we commit our everlasting love to each other.
As we commit our everlasting love to one another.
And now.
And now.
Well, that's me. I'm sorry. Okay.
And now, Hansons would like to bring you this announcement.
Denise from the Hair Grove.
And Denise from the Hair Grove did the hair for crying out loud.
With all of the blessings of the family, the friends, and the listeners who are present, under the authority vested in me by the state of California, for which I paid $10 to some sham church, but it's still perfectly legal.
All right, yeah.
And in the name of any God who would look down upon the ceremony and not destroy us with a bolt of lightning, I now pronounce you husband and wife.
Kiss me, baby. Kiss me, baby.
Let's talk to Sylvia here in Boca. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'd like to respond to Margaret.
Yes.
About these functional things that are to be given for Mother's Day.
Could you speak up, please?
I'd like to respond to Margaret.
Yeah?
About the functional things that she recommends for people to give. I'd like to respond to Margaret.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to tell her that I'm a gal going on 76.
Oh, my God.
And believe me, honey, I don't need any pots and pans. I don't need any functional underwear. I'd love some lovely silky things.
Oh, who
I'd
are you
kidding? I'd love some nice perfume.
Darling, who are you kidding?
What do you mean kidding? Don't you? Who are you kidding, baby?
Darling, you're 76 years old. You've
and, baby, I don't look it. I don't look it either.
Honey, be honest with me, all right?
What?
Be honest with me for a moment.
I'm honest. Go ahead.
How low are they hanging?
What?
How low do they hang?
Not very.
Oh, come on. Will you please?
Come on, Mother.
No, this
come
is
on.
A, these are women.
What is so terrible about giving mothers perfume, pretty
nothing,
lingerie,
nothing
pretty underwear,
there is
lovely
nothing,
earrings?
Darling, there's
what,
nothing.
What do I need pots and pans for? I've done that stuff.
Are you still married?
No, I'm a widow now.
Well, can't you get another man?
I can get all I want.
Well, then, darling, when you get a man in your life, and you know this, he's going to want a home-cooked meal. He's going to want to have his socks done and his underwear done. What are you going to do for him?
Honey, well, I don't know where you've been, but let me tell you something. I've already paid my dues.
Well, I know you have, darling, and you have some wonderful children, I'm sure, correct?
I sure have, and
all right.
I certainly don't expect any perfumes.
What about
I don't expect any dishes. I don't want any pots and pans.
Well,
and functional. What?
I think perfume.
Give me the silk and satin stuff, baby.
You gotta be kidding me. You go out on the beach and there are people who
I
are
don't
shocked.
Go to the beach.
Do you wear a...
I know enough about that.
Do you wear a two-piece or a one-piece?
I'm not going to the beach. I happen to have had some surgery, and I don't feel
so
I
you
can face... expose myself.
You...
I know enough about
That's
that.
That's what
so.
I'm talking about, darling. I'm talking about that. These women go out to the beach, and they've got the gut hanging out after 15 children.
But why are you dwelling on that?
I'm talking about what you're saying of giving mother gifts.
What's wrong with a gorgeous bottle of perfume?
There's nothing. I love perfume. I think perfume's wonderful. But for you, you're 76?
You bet.
All right, I would recommend for you the good... No, I think silk panties are wonderful as long as at your age you have padding there where you need it.
Come on. I don't know where you've been. Come on.
Darling, I think at 76 MedSpace Reality, you can have a very nice, sexy pair of panties so long as you have a receptacle close by.
It's a different world, and they fit well.
They
want to smell good. I want to look good.
Of course you do.
I don't want to be functional. I've done that stuff.
Of course you do, darling, but I would recommend very nice silk panties that come with the bucket, that come with a little receptacle.
What do you mean a bucket?
Come on, where have you been?
Where have I been? I live in the world, darling, and I
you
know
have?
At 76.
Well, let me tell you, I've been around too, kiddo.
And you
and
need...
you better change some of your ideas.
A nice...
Okay, that's enough.
A nice canvas house coat, I think it'd be very nice.
Well, certainly a house coat, but get me something sharp.
All right, let's go to this other... Thank you very much, Sylvia.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, dear.
Okay, there's Margaret and Mother's Day gifts from our 1995 Best of the Phil Henry Show CD. So we're going to come back with some more stuff because I got laryngitis tonight, and this is a pretty good time. We do it a couple of times a year to give you an idea as to how we do our show, why we do the show that we do, and take a little bit of credit for a show that otherwise people think, boy, those are some pretty funny actors that Phil Henry hires. Fact is, I do all of the voices on this show as well as host the program, and we don't set up any calls. The people you hear calling in are for real. And I think that's the thing that frustrates and angers a lot of the people who would just as soon see the show go off the air, because it does take a certain amount of talent. Thank you very much. Now this on the Phil Henry Show. Every show, 1-800-449-8686. We had a request for Bobby Dooley. She's the president of the Western States Homeowners Association. This is from our 1998 CD, Chilling Day for Talk Radio. And this is Bobby talking about her husband, Steve, having to shoot cats that come into their yard because late at night, these stray cats that are coming into their yard are having sex, and it's not good for their kids to hear or see.
Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association talking about the cat problem in their neighborhood and the cats having sex in the yard. And the question that we're asking right now is whether this sex between the cats is consensual or not, you know, pleasurable. But a lot of people maintaining there's no such thing in the cat world.
If you're a mother, Phil, and you care about your children, I think you have to take everything into consideration.
Well, anyway, her husband's been shooting these animals, and it's gotten a lot of people upset because some of these cats are pets.
And these cats also, Phil, I think, set a poor example for my daughter. The behavior is very slut-like. It's just something that I don't want her to see at this stage of her life.
Hollywood on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I just wanted to make a comment quickly. Like everyone else has been saying, cats do not have consensual sex. Cats, the female cat excretes a scent when they're in heat, and the male is attracted to that. It's
but
that simple. It's all part of animal behavior. It's instinctual for them.
If you're saying that animals, cats, do not have consensual sex, then there must be some equivalent of rape.
It's instinctual for them. You like you're attaching a human behavior to an animal.
But the date rape that we were talking about.
Date rape is something that happens between human beings.
Yeah, date rape is not the term. If you're saying rape, cats can't rape each other.
But rape implies that it was non-consensual sex.
Do you know about
what everyone is?
Can I have you listen to something, please?
I've heard the tape already. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to the. If you want to question how it sounds to a child, that is one issue, and I can understand.
Well,
let me finish. I can understand why you'd be concerned, you know, about your child hearing that. But that is the sound that a cat makes.
I watched the male push the female down. All of his weight on her back.
But okay, now you implied that the cats were doing it doggy style, to use the crude term, and that.
Wait, now you're saying they're doing it missionary?
Well, she's on her back with her legs spread. Yes.
Cats don't have sex that way. I mean...
Well, how do you know?
Well, I can't imagine how a cat can have sex...
Right. Cats do have sex doggy style,
you know,
it's
Mr.
that
Henry,
simple. But
Mr. Henry, all I know is that her legs were wrapped around him.
Well...
I did see two cats, and one of them was engaging in oral pleasure with the other.
Okay.
And we cannot have that. Well, I don't know why the gentleman's laughing. Just listen.
Well, ma'am, cats do not have oral sex. Ma'am, the
now,
cats,
that's what I'm talking about.
Cats do not think this on the same level as humans.
Why would the female be sitting on top of the male cat, lowering and raising herself?
I imagine what's happening is...
I saw her writhing her hips and rear end on top of the male as he had his paws on her hips.
What are you talking... what are you talking about? He had his paws on her hips.
Ma'am, cat...
All right, that, thank you very much.
Well, I guess that was the end of that.
So she hung up on us?
Yeah, I think she hung up.
Irvine on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Oh, hello. Yeah.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm just, the whole thing is kind of scary to me. I mean, what if my kids are doing something in the backyard that she took objection to? Is she going to take a pot shot at them?
Well, Ms. Dooley, you're back.
If you're going to laugh at me, these cats were engaged in bestial sex in our backyard.
Yeah.
And at one point I saw the male cat put his cigarette out on her ass.
Yeah, right, okay.
I heard the cat say, "Take it all, bitch, meow."
Town. I just got here like in June, July,
mm-hmm.
and I just started listening. And I don't know who you are, but I've listened to the Dolphins over the last 5-6 years, and you're a moron.
I'm
sorry, sir.
You've been covering professional football for 25 years.
Where, in the CFL?
No, in the United States of America.
Yeah, in the American, probably arena football.
Now, there's where Dan Marino would be good.
In arena football?
You're a moron. Nobody here in South Florida wants to listen to you.
Hey, listen, you clown, you've only been here 2 months yourself. So
well, that's right, but at least I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, watch you kiss up to all the Dolphin fans out there. I tell the truth.
Hey, I can care less.
Oh, you're trying to get in good with all them Dolphin fans.
Hey, I'm a Dallas fan.
All right, let's not get argumentative.
I'm a Dallas fan, and I know more about football than you do, and I know all about those Dallas.
You could
all about those. Hey, I know about those Dallas rings.
You couldn't possibly. Yeah, and that's the whole thing about Jimmy Johnson.
But you're not telling the truth.
I am telling the truth. I know Jimmy Johnson personally. I've been over to my house.
I've seen the ring. I've seen the ring, and he handed it to me, and I looked at it.
Uh-huh.
And it had nothing in the ring about something about a duplicate copy or
his owner's copy.
No way.
Oh, get out of here.
No way.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Well, I don't know who to believe here.
Well, you should believe me.
Well, wait a minute.
What?
You don't know me. I'm a disinterested party here. You have no idea who I am. I could care less about this moron, this idiot.
You can call me Sticks and Stones Can Break My Bones, the worst thing ever gonna
hear. Right.
But I'll tell you something right now. I saw Jimmy's ring.
Well, Well, first of all, it wasn't Jimmy's ring that you saw. That's number one.
I did. He just got it in the mail.
In the mail?
Yes, they said that damn right.
It came in the mail?
Yeah, well, they did deliver it from Dallas, right?
That's right.
Yeah, right.
Pick it up in person.
With a 29-cent stamp on it, right?
No, it came in shirt.
You're a moron.
You're the moron.
No, I don't want to talk to you. Hang up the phone. Hang up the phone.
All right, I got to run. I got to go. Somebody's got to go.
Phil Hendry.